This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. House Republicans flailed through a long second day of fruitless balloting Wednesday, unable to either elect their leader Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker or come with a new strategy to end the political chaos that has tarnished the start of their new majority. Yet McCarthy wasn't giving up even after the fourth, fifth, and sixth votes produced no better outcome, and he was left trying to call off a nighttime session. Even that was controversial as the House voted 216 to 214 amid shouting and crowding to adjourn for the night. No progress at all was evident throughout the day of vote after vote after vote as Republicans tried to elevate McCarthy into the top job. Ballots produced almost the same outcome, 20 conservative holdouts still refusing to support him and leaving him far short of the 218 typically needed to win the gavel. In fact, McCarthy saw his support slip to 201 as one fellow Republican switched to vote to simply present. The mastermind of the nationwide college admission bribery scheme that ensnares celebrities, prominent business people, and other parents who use their wealth and privilege to buy their kids away into top-tier schools was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison Wednesday. The punishment for Rick Singer, 62, is the longest sentence. Monday's frightening scene at the Bills-Bengals game demonstrates the importance of making sure that your child is healthy before taking part in sports. Details from Lance Pry.
Just about every kid playing high school sports gets a physical, and usually that includes a look at the heart.
It is pretty common these days for athletes to at least get an electrocardiogram.
Dr. Alan Anderson with the University of Texas Health System says there's a very good reason for that.
Because it does stand the chance of picking up abnormalities that otherwise wouldn't manifest themselves until the player drops dead on the field.
Anderson says despite all the precautions, sudden cardiac arrest is the most common cause of death among young athletes. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Roku is stepping into the field of producing televisions.
The company is rolling out its first line of exclusive Roku-branded smart TVs. They're set to hit the shelves in the spring of this year. The Roku Select and Roku Plus series TVs will be available in 11 models from 24 to 75-inch screen sizes. Prices will range from $119 up to $1,000. The announcement comes only a few months after Roku entered the smart home category by selling relabeled Wyze products under its own brand. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A former teacher in Washington State has won a lawsuit over a MAGA hat. Eric Dodge wore a Make America Great Again hat to school training on multiple occasions and felt threatened by the school principal and others as a result. That led to a lawsuit, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in his favor last week, arguing he wasn't wearing the hat around students or in the classroom. A cryptocurrency exchange and financial regulators are reaching a $100 million settlement. As part of that, Coinbase will pay a $50 million fine for anti-money laundering law violations. The latest hit to the crypto world comes just months after the collapse of FTX. TV personality Sharon Osbourne says the reason for her December hospitalization is still a mystery. Speaking on her show, Talk TV, Ozzy Osbourne's wife said it was a weird thing as she was filming and then suddenly passed out. Nobody knows how she became ill. Dave Collins, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.